The school's adjudicator found widespread breaches of a new code, which was brought in to tighten up admissions and to try and prevent schools using loopholes or covert selection to kind of select in the easier to teach pupils. So this code was introduced beginning of the year. Ed Bulls saw some evidence that it was being on quite a large scale flouted really by schools. That's how he presented it. Then the adjudicator did a big study looking at the majority of faith schools, all of local authority schools, and found widespread and some quite serious problems with schools not complying with the code.
What kind of serious problems did they find?
I should start by saying the biggest problem, which affected about two-thirds of faith schools, was that they weren't properly defining key points on their application forms. So when it said you must live closest to the school, it didn't say whether that was by walking route or as the bird flies. And this seems silly, but when you're a very kind of passionate parent who feels very let down by a system, you'll argue that point until you get your kid into the school. So those definitions are quite serious, and they were very widespread. But the more serious stuff were things like faith schools can use these supplementary information forms, and they were asking what the child's parents do. That would be one way that they might find more middle-class pupils, pupils who have traditionally been easier to teach.
What's been Ed Bowles' reaction to this report from the adjudicator?
He's just welcomed it, said they'll look at it and look at what needs doing. But what's interesting about this is in March, when Ed Bulls had this evidence from three local authorities that there were big problems, he highlighted it in a very hard way. He highlighted the fact that there are a handful of schools in Barnet in North London that ask for voluntary contributions on their applications form. The schools always maintained that these were just voluntary, they were for extra faith studies, for security, and that they'd always done it. But Ed Bulls kind of presented this as cash for places, that you couldn't get a place in that school without giving the contribution. So he went at it very hard earlier in the year, and it's a different message we're getting from the adjudicator. These are technical breaches. These are schools' naivety and a law being new, so they didn't really know how it worked. It doesn't really tell us any more about how much covert selection's going on.
But on the other hand, covert or not, still very frustrating for parents, as you indicated earlier, when they're trying to get their child into a school but they're being denied because of what might be just a cock-up.
Absolutely. I mean, you'll read the headlines that say up to two-thirds of schools have broken the rules. If your child didn't get a place at that school that they really want to go to, even though they're 2 metres outside the catchment area, you're going to be upset today. And the message from the adjudicator is not good. It's too late to make any difference for people who started school this year. But for next year, these problems should be sorted out.